Open up your ears and open up your mind. They'll reach into your throat and pull out your spine. And when the sun blows up and the earth is gone, there's still Experience Grind with Kyle and Sean.
I started playing a game that I played for roughly like a day and a half when it originally came out. And yeah. I played it for much longer. I think I played it for much longer and I've just blacked out all of the time that I played it. With me getting back in Animal Crossing, I absolutely re-downloaded Animal Crossing Pocket Camp on my phone.
Oh, snap, dog. Wow, did not expect this.
Yeah, I did not expect to do it either, but sometimes you just get like lonely and desperate for animal interaction that isn't like your own dog. And to have them talk back with and like you just understand. You feel like they get you.
Uh-huh.
I don't. So the reason why I feel like I only played it for a day and a half in the past, but realized that it must have been much longer than that, is that I don't remember this game at all. And I feel like I quit really quickly. But unfortunately, my level in the game makes me feel like I played it for like a month.
Yeah?
Before giving up.
What level are you?
I don't know, like level 12. But
okay,
like,
yeah, that's pretty...
That's still at least almost 2 weeks worth of playing, I feel like.
I feel that is a more than a dipping your toes in level experience.
Yeah. Though that's like it is microtransaction.
Sure. That's what I remember. All those Nintendo games were, because they had that Mario Kart game and the Mario Runner, and they were all just super nickel and dimed out, which is just not a good time, man.
Also, that Fire Emblem game, I got into that for a hot minute because I just wanted to get all like the 5-star ultra rare like ones. And I don't know shit about those games. Oh, so why do I care? But that's not the game that I was talking to you off air about, that I was teasing that I got back into.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's actually that was my segue into the game that I'm playing.
OK.
Oh, boy. I almost called you Dave. I don't know why. Kyle, it's almost fall time. It's almost winter time. It's time for board games. It's time for me to get cozy and wrap up on the couch with the heated blanket. And it's making me really think of last year around this time that I did the exact same thing and lost a lot of my life to Diablo 4.
Oh, no, you're playing Diablo 4?
I'm back in Diablo 4, and let me tell you, it is a completely different game for the better.
Yeah.
It is so much better. And I was a defender of that game.
You were.
For the first couple of months.
Yeah.
Dude, it's night and day.
Yeah. I just realized Diablo 4 is one of the reasons I wanted to upgrade my computer originally. And it left such a bad taste in my mouth. I haven't tried it on this computer at all.
Oh my God. Dude, it's really good. tedious shit, like having to disenchant your thing to get a, you know, whatever ability to put onto different items, that tedious shit is gone. If you break down an item that has a sweet ability on it, it just goes into your codex, and your codex just keeps the highest level one that you always get. So you can just keep putting on stuff, so you don't have to farm that crap nonstop. Your jewels don't take up inventory space anymore.
Nice.
Like, thank freaking God. You have a dog that collects gold and stuff. Oh, man. Yeah. And so Sarah literally right now is downloading it on the PS5 and on her laptop so she can play wherever, and I'm just playing on my Steam Deck.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm only like a level 20 with the new character I just started like two nights ago, but it's got its hooks sunk in me, and there is a new season in October with a new character, a new DLC, like the first DLC with a new area.
What's the new character?
It's called like the Spiritborn or something. Oh. And like you can have one of four different like spirit animals, from a bear to a hawk to something else to a centipede. And okay. Each one of them completely changes like your playstyle. Like the centipede is super DPS. Oh, one's a tiger. That's super DPS. The centipede is like super poison based and control sure. based. Ah, dude. I'm so hyped. I'm like, Sarah, you gotta download this so we can play. And so I'm not just sitting together there waiting for you to level up. Which is funny considering I know the second that she starts playing, I'm gonna be at work. I'm gonna come home. She's gonna be 30 levels ahead of me. Yeah. Then I'm
gonna get you gotta get two copies of Monster Hunter Wilds.
I don't know if she would be into that.
True, it is. It can be rather annoying. It's cumbersome as hell to learn. Like I said, once it clicks, though, man. This one seems like different. They like highlight weak spots that you can fuck up on the monsters now.
It's not necessarily that. I think Diablo is just like, and Diablo had its own sure. learning curve of like, that's like her first complicated, like current gen kind of thing. She's not a huge gamer.
Yeah, it has builds and min-maxing and things of that nature, so.
But it's a little bit more, it's not first person, it's third person, but, you know, wrapping head around controls might be the difficulty point on that. Yeah,
it is, but who knows? Like, at its core, Diablo especially is like a click and die thing.
Yeah.
Click and kill.
And it's like, you don't have to aim. You don't have to, like, do whatever. You're like, square, and this ability happens.
Eek.
R2, panic. This panic. Ability happens.
Panic.
Yeah. But she was min-maxing like crazy when she was playing. She played for, like, 3 months longer than I did.
Oh, the first round?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, maybe I should install it. Like I said, I never played it on this new computer.
Dude, install it. I will play with you.
I know you will.
Giggity. Did you beat the campaign?
Giggity. Yeah.
Okay. If you beat the campaign, then perfect. Install it. You can just skip the campaign every time.
Okay.
That's the most tedious part.
It is the worst.
Yeah.
It is the worst.
It's the worst.
It is the worst. All right. Well, Diablo 4, I will flirt with it.
Holding my breath. I don't want to die. I know Monster Hunter World has got its hooks
real
sunk
bad,
into you.
Real bad.
I've been playing Rise a lot as well.
Nice.
I got like 5 hours in that game since last week. Okay. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is for me.
You're going with the Demon Blades?
I'm going with... So I did my first couple of missions with the little dualies. Right now, I am experimenting with the bow. I don't know if that's going to be my jam, but it has a... Like, I'm almost going into this with the idea of how I would play a game like Skyrim. Like, to me, the little dual knife, super fast, not heavy hitting thing is my playstyle. And also, you know me in games. I'm a sniper, dog.
Yeah.
You stay back and just do some big damage.
Yeah.
So, figuring out what I want and see if I can get far in the game.
I've gotten to the point in Worlds now where I'm hunting like the high level shit. But there's also these two dick-ass monsters that they're introduced. They're not in like the normal version, and they just roam around the map and they hate every other monster, and they also hate you. So like,
okay.
And there's one of them that's a real prick because he's like drawn to the sound of a monster's roar. So like when you're fighting him, he's just like, oh, hey, I'm going to go fucking check this out. And he flies and he drops like these exploding scale grenade things.
Oh, what?
So he's a fucking dick. He's really cool though. He has like his own custom theme song.
That's pretty sweet. Is it a big ass dragon?
Yeah, he's a big ass dragon. He's really sweet. I guess he's like a legacy one. And then there's this other guy called Devil Joe, which is like
this, I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a giant T-Rex that they call like the pickle T-Rex because he has this huge chin. But his thing is like he will literally like pick up every other monster in his mouth because he's that huge, and he just like slams them around.
Like, what the heck?
I was fighting a Diablo earlier, like a high level Diablo, which is like a pretty big fucking dragon. And I didn't even know this dude was on the map. And it was like the third round. And I like to capture him because if you capture a monster, you get a lot more of the items at the end.
Yes.
And the fights don't go as long too, which is also really nice. You can end them way earlier. So overall, it's usually pretty good to try to capture.
Just getting him in a trap.
Yeah. And then like knocking him out with the Trank bombs. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
It's great shit. But I digress. But yeah, so like I was fucking this dude up. It was the third round. And then all of a sudden, like, Devil Joe rolls up from behind me. He's not even interested in me. He just goes straight for the Diablo, like, picks it up, slams it, does 600 points of damage.
That's like, a lot, I imagine.
Yeah, and then, like, I was like, all right, well, that fucked him up a lot for me. So he, like, ran away, and I shot poop at the Devil Joe, because that's another trick. Like, if you shoot dung at him, it makes the other monsters run away. So, like... I scared him off, and then I was getting back in the rhythm, and I shot the Diablo twice, and he fucking died. And I was like, okay,
no.
Well, I guess I'm carving it.
Oh, man.
It was awesome, though, dude. It was so sick.
I barely played any of World, so my only real frame of reference here is Rise. So, question about that game, are you able to mount them like you can in Rise, where you get them to a certain point where you can, like... mount them and attack other monsters with them and then like ram them?
Not like you can't really control them because they're still wild animals, but you can like jump around and attack different parts. Like a lot of some of the weapons are built for it. Like the two-handed ones, they're built to like be jumping around all the time. And like there's tons, like the vine walls, if you ever see like mushrooms on the walls, all those you can like run up and jump off and jump onto monsters' backs with that shit.
That's cool.
And you can't do it with a bow. Like you don't mount if you have like one of those.
Oh, because I imagine you're like,
yeah, you just like do an arrow stab and then you're back into shooting.
Well, in Rise, you're able to get them to a certain mountable state. Where you get onto their back and you can control them and attack other animals with
them.
That's sick. And then launch, like you can get to a point where you launch one of these beasts into another beast, make the other one mountable, hop on that one, attack back.
That's sick.
It's pretty cool. I forgot how much fun this game was. And I think I just got to a point where I wasn't very good at it. And so I just stopped playing it.
It really takes some time to find the rhythm, and it does behoove you to maybe start with something that you're more comfortable with. I remember the first time I was playing Worlds, I was doing the Charge Blade, which is like one of the hardest fucking weapons to use. And I remember I gave up. I didn't even get to the hard mode.
I did. I mean, I think the first time I played was just dumb. And it's like, well, if this weapon's not working for me, I'm just going to keep beating it over the head and trying to make it work for me instead of like this time. I'm just kind of, I'll do a couple missions with one weapon set, change it, do a couple missions. I'm going to change the bow to another thing and just try to find something that might be up my alley.
Yeah.
Maybe like a heavy sword will be. I highly doubt it, but maybe
try the long sword. I think you would dig that.
That's like the samurai one.
Yeah, dude. Cause it's all about like putting it in and like drawing and like sidestepping and like counter drawing and like slicing them up real bad.
Sick. I'll check it out for sure. There's certain parts in Rise, they're called like rampages. Is that something that's in Worlds?
I mean, the monsters can get in an enraged mode as you fight them. Like,
so this is completely different than being in a thing. So this is like every couple of rounds you have like a rampage where you have all of these monsters that are attempting to like take down your tiny village. So it's almost like a tower defense kind of thing. where you have to build up your defenses, not let them tear down your gates and destroy and kill all of these beasts that are trying to kind of destroy down your defenses. And I think I got one of those that I just wasn't that great at, or like I didn't upgrade my weapons right, or I don't know. I'm a get good.
It's crazy how, I don't know, how addicting it is. I don't know why. It's always like that. I feel like there's some games that just don't click the first time you try them. And then the second time, it's... Demon's Souls was that way for me, man. The first time I played that game, I fucking hated it.
I can't even... I played the PS5 one with you for a couple of rounds, and I don't think I've booted it back up since we, like, co-opted a little bit.
Yeah.
It might be worth it going back. But I think a game like... I'm sorry, go on.
I'm just saying I love that game a lot. Both those. Yeah.
I think a game like Monster Hunter really just... I think it does something for like us and our personalities and our attention spans where it's just... It's a loop where it's a real feel-good loop where it's... You go on a mission, you do this, you know... Either capture the thing or you come back with all of the stuff you carved up. You improve your stuff. You go back out. It's just like rinse, repeat. That really touches those parts of your brain that make you feel all good. And they don't take 9 years.
There's two significant gameplay loops that really affect me that trigger me real good, which is number one, it's like it's fashion. Because a lot of the monster armor looks fucking sick as hell.
That always will influence what I'm going to get and upgrade, even if it's not the best.
Yeah, you can also, you eventually...
Do I look sexy?
Like, transmog stuff as you play on. So you can have, like, the best armor set and make it look however you want.
Cool.
But there's that, and then it's just, like, every fight... is just like a giant boss fight. It's like a Souls fight where it's just a pattern and learning it and understanding what they're going to try to do to you. And it makes it a cool dance. Like when you start to figure it out, like it's fun. Cause like the Diablo dragons, like I can fucking wreck now. I don't even think about it, but I remember like I died to that thing like 4 times, probably like trying to learn when to do what, like what is going to come after that left head swipe. It's going to usually dive forward, like learning all that pattern shit. But now like it's almost muscle memory. I'm like, okay, bada boom, diving over here, tap, 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 drop the bombs on him, slide over. Like it starts That's to hit awesome. That rhythm, man. It's
learning like the dancing. Language of the game that you're playing.
Yes, dude.
Fucking love it, dude. That's
and
awesome.
And knowing that's the way it's supposed to be being played. Like, oh, that's how this works. That's the beautiful feeling.
Yeah. That's awesome. I also love in a game like that where you feel yourself becoming stronger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like every couple of runs, even though it's just gradual, you see, I don't know, a couple dozen numbers tick up. Mm-hmm. You just feel it every couple of those. And that thing that took you 10 minutes to beat before is now taking 7 minutes to beat now. And
yeah, dude.
And now that's it's like, okay, too. I got to move on to this guy over here that I couldn't beat before because I think I have just enough.
Yep.
Ugh.
You got Love it. It's the power Love fantasy. It's the fashion. It's the everything.
The only thing that's really missing is some parental strife and I don't know. Some bonding with some teammates and that's all that's really missing to be playing a game in the month of August.
It does have sweet fashion.
Yeah.
Those uniforms, dog.
Oh, okay. We're talking about that now. Got it. Sick fashion. Nice color green.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about the shitty red ones, in which case I completely forgot that those were a thing in this movie.
Yeah, the like, gym clothes outfits with the football helmets.
Yeah, it's weird when you revisit a movie that you haven't seen in 20 years and you have only remembered all of like the iconic things, but then all of the in-betweens and the details that are hidden in there are it's almost like it's watching it completely new again.
Yeah.
And the reminders and the little touches that won't let you stop smiling. Mm. Yeah. Let's just vaguely talk about this for the next 40 minutes and never reveal any character names or... And name this episode something completely different.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, I almost referenced that earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, not gonna lie. When you're like, so and and I'm like, hop in your sled, it's bobsled time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't remember what you said, but there was a moment in this episode where that was in my head. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, whatever. You said that.
Look out, world, it's bobsled time. Yeah, or something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hockey time, though, Sean.
It's hockey time. Dog, the Mighty Ducks, man.
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty motherfucking Ducks. Disney. Mighty
motherfucking Ducks. Man, yeah. I forgot. I don't know why I forgot, because it was so iconic when I was younger. I forgot that the jerseys, the original jerseys in this movie, were just like the duck on green and not that hockey mask duck that you're so used to seeing in the D2 duck, right? The original D1 duck jersey.
Where they're wearing the old red jersey, the duck on the jersey is wearing the old one.
Yes. Dude, iconic. It's so sick. What a sweet little touch. Oh, Emilio Estevez. Emilio!
Emilio! Emilio! I love Emilio Estevez, man.
What's the dealio, Emilio? That's how this show should have started.
Yeah?
What's up?
I said Breakfast Club certified banger, but then I wanted to give props to here's the dealio, Emilio, because, that's one of my favorite things in life.
That's why I brought it up. I think it's your pinned tweet on Twitter.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's when also. You just go up to somebody real, and go, what's the dealio, Emilio?
That's like happened your complaint in a real restaurant. Life. Mandy and I were at a GameStop one time. And we're just like fucking browsing. And this dude walks up and he wants to sell or trade in fucking Madden. And he's trying to get a deal. And he goes, He goes up and he just like slings it on the counter and he goes, all right, here's the dealio, Emilio. I want $8 for this and I'm not taking anything less. And the dude was like, dude, I can only give you $2 for this. He's like, no, I want $8. He's like, dude, I cannot, the system will not let me. And he's like, this is bullshit. And he grabs his game and storms off. And I was like, what? Is this a comedy skit?
Yeah, I like that how this guy's trying to haggle with GameStop. It's like, dude, you want more money? Take the credit. We all know dealio, the dealio. Emilio.
Oh, man, he was all hopped up, dog.
Oh,
for Madden.
God.
Like, they have, like, worse return on your purchase than a fucking new car. Like, you buy a sports game. It drops like 75% in value within like a month.
Not even. Dude, you buy a sports game from GameStop and okay, ignore the whole receipt, get your money back thing. Say you buy NFL 2K25 or whatever. I don't know. I don't play these games. You get that game, you buy it, you go and trade it in tomorrow, you're getting like $25 for that. $30.
Yeah.
Off of what, the 70? it's the next fucking day.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like the resale, the loss of value, what the fuck ever it's called, is so extreme.
I cannot for the life of me, and you know, I don't wish anybody not having a job. We know plenty of people who've worked with GameStop and blah blah blah. I cannot for the life of me understand, with what we know, I cannot understand why anybody would shop there rather than really anywhere else. Like, you can go on Facebook Marketplace, list list five games for $4 more than what you could get in trade-in value and have that shit gone in a day.
Sure. But you, and I'm sure people like our good buddy Mike Lanham, who also is a...
Listen, I wasn't naming names.
I know, but you guys are huge proponents of the physical media. And I used to be on your side, but I just don't give a shit anymore.
I'm not even on the side of physical media.
No, not anymore. No.
I used to be, yeah. I will for Switch, because those are little cartridges. Yeah. I will for things with like cartridges, but at this point, I don't know what the point in getting a disc is. I don't care. If in 10 years you make it so I can't play this game that I bought 10 years ago, I won't know about it because I'm not playing that game.
I'm not playing that game anyways.
I'm not upset about it.
I feel like I should have the ability to download them at that point if I want. And you kind of can, like, you know, if they are going to delist a game on Steam, as long as you have it installed, you keep it. They haven't. Although there are like some that take the movies away. Why are we talking? We need to talk about Mighty Ducks.
I have no idea. I tangents, do not know how dog. We got on this.
But... yeah. Quack, quack, motherfucker. Quack, quack. Quack, quack. This is, quack, all right. Quack. Did you see this in theaters, Shawnee?
I did not. This movie came out when I was 5 years old.
What was this, 92?
92.
92, yep. So I was 8. I remember seeing this in theaters. I really wanted to see it. This was perfect young me movie.
This is a perfect old me movie.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I texted you that you're in for a treat because you are. It, like all the movies, it's a simple story. It's actually a really stupid and kind of ridiculous story, but it works. It flows. What it is, it sets up like what I maybe, and that's probably because I saw it at like a, such a defining, crucial era, but it sets up like what I feel a quintessential kid movie should consist of, which is generally a group of misfits where each of them excels at one thing and they all use those combined things as a team to overcome the obstacle. And that's sort of what this is. It has all these specialty kids that they can excel and like make these cool trick plays centered around and all this fun stuff. And I love a story like that. That's where I find the inspiration. And I think it all kind of starts with this one.
I think so as well. We've talked also a couple of times this month about, you know, things that you kind of need, or not things that you need, but defining things of these movies from this era and the kids' movies. And you have pretty much all of those in spades here. Not only do you have like the one parental issue thing going on in this movie with Charlie, but you also have that with Gordon. Like starting off at the beginning, you have him, his
childhood dad, trauma, heavy childhood trauma.
Yeah. His dad dies. He has, you know, he has this coach that he looks up to that like emotionally devastated him for his entire life.
What a total asshole. It's the dad from Son-in-Law, by the way. Dad plays this character arc type like so perfectly.
This movie not only has one redemption arc, it has two redemption arcs, possibly three, depending on like what you're figuring out for other characters, but two big ones.
Yeah.
Like in this, it does everything so well. Everything that I enjoyed about Little Giants is roughly 2,342% better in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Which like, is crazy because the Little Giants came after.
Yes. And man, they, even to the point where you have in Little Giants, you have Ed, what's his face? Al Bundy, yep. Or whatever. And Rick Moranis.
Uh-huh.
Like them as children, which all kind of grows up and leads to the end of the movie. You have the exact same thing here with Gordon Bombay and his coach and him screwing up the Pee Wee. It's also Pee Wee Sports Centered, where they take everything way too seriously.
How? It's worse than the fucking Giants one, I feel. Maybe. Did they have news crews at the Giants game?
No, it was a little rinky-dink town.
But they built, like, that fancy stadium.
Okay, dude, let's not try to make sense out of that movie.
True. Because that, like, was, like... this one, dude, like, there are, like, full-color pictures of a peewee hockey coach in, like, the sports section of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Nowhere in the world.
Unless this is, like, a super... Where was this set? Do you know?
It was in, like, Minnesota, I believe.
Minnesota or is Minneapolis in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, it was in Minnesota.
I hope so.
Which, okay, I can understand that because that's really cold, kind of in the middle of nowhere. This is probably their hockey's probably like really their thing. Cool. Yeah. I can understand that. And
here's
how
the thing.
Into it, but it's peewee, man.
That's what I was saying. Like, I thought this out. I was like, okay, peewee, still. No one will give a shit because if they're good at peewee, there's obviously like a hockey program in the town. So then their middle school team is also the best in the state. And then their high school team, which is what everybody would give a shit about, you know?
Yeah. Looking at
nobody's
you,
watching
D2.
Fucking peewee hockey like this.
While I was watching this, Mitch's stepdaughter plays, I don't know if she still does, but she played hockey for a couple of years. Uh-huh. And I went to a couple of those games. Let me tell you. They're all really bad.
Oh, the kids? Yeah. That's what was funny. I still liked in this movie, the kids were bad. Like, when they're doing these hockey scenes, like, they're not good at that. And I liked that about it because it gave it a lot more authenticity.
Until the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, halfway through the movie, they started getting good.
Uh-huh.
And I thought to myself, wow, that's huge progress. But also in the back of my mind, that first half of the movie, okay, not to the extreme that they go, but it's much closer to what I was seeing being actually done on the ice. Like when I was going and watching these
sure.
kids play and whatever. But also, I don't know, maybe it's just a difference in how seriously people take this shit in Minnesota or whatever.
Maybe. It did have the everything that you want in a sports movie. It had the training montage where the kids learned generally something wacky, which in this movie is passing an egg on mm-hmm. the ice with your hockey stick without breaking it. And then also catching the egg.
Yeah.
Good shit all around, man. We're
yeah,
at the fart
multiple
jokes.
Training montages. How to work as a team. How uh-huh. to pass. How to skate. Tying Goldberg... To the goal and pelting him with hockey pucks until he's not scared of pucks anymore, which is only about 9 pucks per person worth.
Yeah.
Did not take very
long.
Smart move
on his part, though. It makes sense because then like he learns like, oh, yeah, this isn't that bad.
This doesn't hurt. These don't hurt.
I'm scared for nothing.
Yeah. I thought that was really nice. It was funny how like he's screaming, 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 and you just hear a little giggle.
Yeah.
Wait. That doesn't hurt. That all you got, guys?
This isn't bad. Come on.
You have the recruitment of Fulton, you know, which will be, he'll be a big force in the second movie. I love Fulton. I love the Basham brothers.
The Bash brothers, dog.
The Bash brothers,
one of
yeah.
my favorite. Again, I saw Mighty Ducks 2 in theaters as well.
That's what's up. I thought, is the skate scene and skating through the mall scene in every Mighty Ducks movie, is that
is
into?
There? I don't know,
Cause,
man.
Because I could have sworn that was in 2, and then I was surprised when it was in this one when they're teaching Fulton how to skate.
That was a fun little thing, too. I really appreciated that.
Yeah, and there's no way people were skating through a mall, even in 1992, right? With a coach doing that?
Yeah, I gotta feel like no.
Like, he is a lawyer. I feel like... Man, as we've seen in this movie, he is not above the law. Mr. Drinky Poo, drunk
right.
driving.
Also, Disney movie, like, released under the Walt Disney name, was this not?
This was a Walt Disney movie, and complete with, like, the...
We have the DUI. We I heard the word bastard twice. I heard
ass,
damn.
Bastard, damn.
Ass.
Yep. There like, was a lot of words set in this movie. Yeah, man.
I really appreciated that, too. I didn't remember that, but I was like, all right, respect. These kids, these are tough street kids. They curse when they need to.
For a kids movie, it felt more on the real side.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, a kid wouldn't say that. I totally was calling somebody a stupid ass when I was a kid.
No, like, I would still spell them out. Yeah, whatever, stupid ASS.
You're going straight to HE double hockey sticks.
USHIT. Actually, they probably
should have done that.
Shut up.
How did they not do that one?
Kids are so stupid.
Yeah, so dumb. So yeah, you got Emilio, Gordon Bombay. He was humiliated as a kid. He was like 8 years old. Here, okay. 1973 was his Pee-wee. How old are you in Pee-wee? Like 8 years old? Seven, eight years old? Okay.
I would imagine up through that, yeah.
Okay, so this is 19 years later, 27. I'm sorry, but Coach Bombay looks like he's 38.
He also... I don't know. Maybe I consider myself empathetic guy. I got a good heart. I would not give up my high paying lawyer job to coach kids hockey.
Okay. But, messaged you, Kyle. I messaged you.
It's also what? Fuck that guy, that other coach. And I think that was more it. And that's a move I can respect. And that's where I'm torn. Because, yeah, fuck that guy. I don't want to give him the win.
Let me see if I can turn you around at all on this, okay? You are Gordon Bombay. You are 30-0 in your criminal.
Right. So you're good.
You're good.
I'm good.
You're good because you're Gordon Bombay. Some people will say 30-1, but that doesn't count because you slept with the...
I bang that whore.
Yeah, you slept with her. She had a very smart body.
That's my Emilio Estevez accent.
Yeah. Oh, you nailed it. You're perfect. Okay, you get into a DUI, an endangerment case.
Sure, as you do.
And bear in mind, you're a dick. You're not very likable. I don't know if we've stressed that. You're not a very likable guy. You rub it in everybody's face. If you're going to win, you're going to win big.
Yep.
You know, something from his childhood, that emotional trauma. Now you get into this issue, okay? And you're the head of your firm, Mr. Ducksworth, is like, listen, you're not going to have a court case. You're going to have to pay a fine. You're going to do $500 community service, and you're going to take a leave of absence. Now that's your boss's choice, but he tells you, listen, I know work is all that you do. You work really hard, but I'm going to need you to just not work that hard. I need you to just take a break and enjoy life, but I'm going to keep paying you. And I'm going to give you a driver, your own driver, because you can't drive. You ain't got a license. Mm-hmm. You're an alcoholic. Okay? So you take all this time, that 500 hours, you get paid for 500 hours while not working because your boss is just like, hey, enjoy life with these kids. Okay.
Yeah. Wild.
And you go back to the office, you completed your stuff, and the dude's like, listen, if you don't let this kid that you just stole from the Hawks back to the Hawks, you're fired. Kyle, let me remind you, you're 30-0.
Yeah, dog.
You're going to get hired in an instant by somebody else. And you can stick it to the coach that gave you lifelong trauma.
Yeah, that's honestly what I thought was going to happen at the end. I did not expect the swerve to him going to play hockey. Because Emilio Estevez is supposed to grow throughout this movie, like Gordon Bombay, and he does to a degree. I expected him to like go work for the DA, like the guy that he was a dick to at the start, and then like he uses his dickholeness for good, because like, the DA's like, that was a bad guy. You know he was guilty. Why'd you get him off? He's like, that was your job. And it's like, yeah, you should have gone. That would have been a cool growth moment, I thought. But he goes to play minor league hockey through to an offhand comment from the Dallas Stars guy that walks by.
Yeah, his old Pee-wee buddy, who it's funny that everybody recognizes him from when he was 7 years old.
They haven't seen him since he was 8. And he's like, Gordon Bombay?
Here Gordon, is that you?
Arena? Wow.
Are you having fun being a teacher? I'm a lawyer. Okay, teacher.
That's what is, it's one of those beautiful kids movie things where it's just like, just keep the story going. Nobody gives that much of a shit.
I love how, like, I think at the end of the movie, he's like, man, I'm only a lawyer because of all that shitty trauma I had as a kid that made me quit hockey. I'm still, it's 19 years later, I'm 27, looking 40. I'm still probably, shot. I'm still really good. I've got an eight-year-old skills, but I'm going to make it in the minors.
Like, I never had aspirations of truly making it in the music industry, but I always enjoyed the guys that were like the meme of the guy that's like, babe, like, this next gig, that's the one, I'm telling you. It's going to turn it around. People are going to see that we're rocking with some real energy.
This is almost the equivalent of somebody that retired or stopped playing music back in like 2004 because they never got that break.
Yeah.
And they started doing something else, or they got embarrassed on stage or something. And just this year, they're like, I'm going to go try out to be in the opening band of Ozfest, or I don't know. Some equivalent.
I'm
going
to go on American Idol. I'm going to win. Yeah.
I'm better than all of these people that have dedicated the last 40 years of their life.
The Ducks, man. This movie has great storytelling. I love that it's... What is the big strong kid? Folson?
Fulton.
Fulton. It sets up like Fulton his immense Reed. Power. And I love, like, once he joins the team, the first thing the coach has him do is just, like, shoot 50 pucks by himself so that the other team sees how hard he shoots. And then,
the
like...
intimidation.
They bring him out and they, like, have him rear back and all the kids get scared. And then they just... Because he, like they say, he hits 1 in 5. So then they have just the good kid come up and take it and put it in. Beautiful. Great storytelling, man. It works. It's fun. Ah.
The storytelling in this and all of the little bits that all add up to make a great movie, like the storytelling is amazing in there and everything, all the way up until the end with the payoff with Adam Banks, who was the kid that was on the Hawks and because of some zoning thing. Comes to the Ducks, where all the Ducks hate him because he was a shitbag on the Hawks that picked on them.
Yeah.
But also, then playing against the Hawks take him out and put him on a stretcher.
They injure him.
And the Ducks rally around him at that point. Like, quack, such a quack, nice little...
Quack, quack.
Dude, the kid's quacking at the principal. I love that shit as a kid.
We don't take from authority. Can't tell us what to do, teach. My favorite Duck doesn't have like a bona fide storyline. He's just one of the side characters. But
which one?
Mine is the smart ass kid with glasses.
Averman.
I always love Averman. Like, I think he gets more in the second movie.
Bada.
Yeah. He's like, Averman. It's hockey, not baseball. Hey, goalie. Hey, swing goalie.
I like how much of an absolute dick Bombay is, because he's like, there's not a batter in hockey, you idiot.
Yeah.
He's just such a dick to all of these kids relentlessly for the first half hour.
I love it too. He's also the honest one. He's like, in case you haven't noticed, we suck. It's like, yeah, they do suck. It's great, man.
He's just the perfect comic relief when I think when you think back on this movie, the comic relief that everybody remembers is Goldberg, which more so than any story in this line, Goldberg's actor, Sean Weiss, has the biggest redemption story out of everything.
Yeah. Goldberg and the other kid, they were both in Heavyweights, too.
Who is the other kid in who is in Heavyweights with him?
I think he's like the main kid in Heavyweights. He's the sort of the fat kid from the start that, like, he's the one that gets the fart joke. Or no, that's That's Goldberg.
No, the fart joke was Goldberg.
Yeah, it's the kid with like the longer hair. He usually wears the backwards hat.
Hmm.
The chubby kid that can't catch the egg.
Yeah, I don't remember what his name was. I'm going through the IMDb trying to remember, yeah. But
I'll look.
I don't know. Shrug. Yeah, everybody had such great stories in here. What I wish was you had Danny Tamborelli only had like one throwaway thing in there, like one throwaway line. And I'm a little disappointed that his sister, who's like the figure skater, didn't really have any really standout scenes when I feel like they should have been able to capitalize on that. Like a couple of sweet, like she's going down the ice, she's got the puck, and she does this like insane triple axel pirouette to a double backflip to score or something. That would have been dope.
She did do like the spin to distract him.
But yeah,
Danny
was like
just
the
like
one.
He set it up somehow.
You're talking about Karp, right? Darren Karp, Aaron Schwartz, he lost a shitload of weight. That's why I didn't recognize who he was.
There's also fucking, this was Juicy Smollett was in this movie.
Yeah. It was
that fucking
Dave
guy?
Karp.
You remember Juicy Smollett?
Juicy Smollett. Terry Hall. Oh my
yeah, but
God.
You remember that fucking guy? He like faked getting beat up by Trump
oh my god!
Like 3 or 4 years ago. You remember that?
Oh my god!
And then it was like
I didn't realize that was the same person.
Yeah, dog. I laughed every time he was on the screen. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. In comparison to also Little Giants, the amount of actual action sport.
A lot more
scenes compared to just, I don't know, story building or whatever, like easily 10, 15 times more. And each one was amazing because there's progression in every scene, whether it be the first game where they're absolute garbo and they get beat, what, 19-0, 18-0?
Yeah, something like that.
By the Hawks at the very beginning. And then there's storytelling in all of the games that you get to watch be played out. It's fantastic.
They get a little bit better each time. They start to work as the team. It sells all these unity things and shows the importance of the teamwork. And like I said, it shows the importance of like relying on the people with the unique talents, like the kid that hits hard. I always love that this guy can hit so hard he breaks the net and they only rely on him for like one play a game. Like,
yeah.
Why would you not feed that kid the puck the entire time?
Every time. Even if it's 1 out of 5.
Just if you fucking can get let that, him sling it.
Exactly. If you can get that puck to that guy 20 times,
yeah.
You're winning every game.
That's so hilarious. Like, he hits it through the fucking net. He's 13.
Through the net, he hits it so hard it hits the goalie and throws the goalie into the net.
And they count it as a score. I don't think that would count, would it?
I honestly am not the person to ask exactly, yeah. But I think even if you're a goalie and like if you get it and you go into the net, I still think it's a goal.
Like if you catch it in like the glove mitt thing and it breaks the line, that's still a goal.
I think so.
That's crazy bullshit.
I don't know. In the world of experience grind, that is a new hockey rule.
Yeah, I'm not a hockey guy. I don't know. I never got to it. I don't know why.
Turns out,
I love the Mighty Ducks.
I really like hockey movies.
Yeah, I do really like hockey movies. What other ones do you like? Let's list them real quick. I like The Goon.
I was just about to ask you if you've seen The Goon.
Oh, yeah. I love The Goon, dog. Oh,
fucking
I love
Sean
William Scott in general.
Yeah.
That
really
dude, good in that.
Listeners, if you have not watched The Goon, watch The Goon. It's fantastic and heartbreaking and amazing.
It's really good. I've never seen The Goon 2.
I haven't either.
I don't
just
want to.
Because exactly.
I don't want to.
I don't want it to ruin this like perfect vision that I have of The Goon.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Miracle on Ice?
Yes.
Oh, man, fucking Kurt Russell, American patriotism and hockey. That movie rules.
Mm-hmm. That movie's amazing. Man, talking about real quick about the goon, what's his name? Liev Schreiber?
Yeah, Liev Schreiber's in it as the other enforcer.
Fantastic as Ross the Boss.
And it's got Anne from Arrested Development as like the love interest, I think. And... or is it the girl from Scott Pilgrim?
It's Allison Pill.
That's the girl Ava. From Scott Pilgrim. She's also a cutie.
Yeah, she plays Kim.
Yeah, she's Kim in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, very cute. Wow, she in every role looks completely different.
Yeah, she's a good actress, man. I like Allison Pill a lot. She's really good.
Very transformative.
Acting?
I think one of the best hockey movies, Happy Gilmore.
Okay. I'll allow it. You ever seen Slapshot?
Slapshot? Hold on. I got to look this up because if I haven't, I've heard about it 1,000 times and I think I've always thought that I've seen it.
If you've never seen it, we should do a Slapshot episode sometime in the near future.
Are we talking about who's in it? From what year?
I don't know who's exactly in it. It's about, what's his name? The guy that does the salad dressings.
I have no idea what the hell that even means.
Paul Newman.
Oh, okay. Paul Newman, Slapshot from 1977.
Yeah. But it's got the Hanson brothers, who are these, they're the three hockey enforcer goons in this movie. Oh. They're like three twin brothers that just fucking wreck people up. This movie rules, dude. Slapshot.
I have not seen this. I would be so into watching that movie.
Yeah, we should do that. Maybe.
Fuck yeah.
Maybe in the very, in the near future.
Hell yeah. Man.
I've got it. Did we ever do Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, me and you?
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do it again.
Did you just say we could do it again?
We're going to do it again. I mean, I'm not giving you that warning.
Wait, why are we doing it again? Never mind. We'll talk about it in the future.
Yeah. Oh, Benny's barking at me. Fuck off. That's what I tell my dogs and they listen. That's how you train dogs.
Yeah, fuck off. Okay.
Fuck off, man. They're like, all right, dude, chill.
You got it, Dad.
Yeah, man. We got the fucking, the Flying V. That's classic.
Absolute classic.
And it works.
They don't do the, is it Fulton that does the knuckle puck? It's the knuckle puck in D2, right? It's when he tips it on the side.
I think it's the other Bash brother that comes in.
Okay.
That brings in the knuckle puck, maybe.
Because it's basically the exact same hit, but he turns the puck up on its side, right?
Yeah, so it like flips through the air. Maybe it is Fulton. Maybe he develops it in the offseason.
Yeah, that's dangerous as hell.
I love it when they call it out. They're like, knuckle puck!
Yeah.
That's not when even this movie and we're quoting it. How impactful is D2? D2 is clearly the better movie, or at least it is in my memory hold head right now. We're going to have to rectify this soon. Is it one of those rare instances where the sequel is better than the original?
It's possible. Or is it that the original is better, but like we just have better memories of the second one?
I don't know. Like there's people that claim the first Ninja Turtles movie is better than Secret of the Ooze, and I just want to slap those people in the face.
Yeah. Is it said that Aliens is better than Alien?
Some people, Aliens is a weird one because they're two completely different genres as well. Well, I guess the first Turtles movie and the second one kind of are because they try to go more serious in the first one and then they embrace the cartoon in the second one.
I only bring that up because I'm going to be seeing the new Alien movie. And
yeah,
so
I want to
like,
see it too.
Over the weekend, Sarah's got pneumonia. It's just like sick. She's sleeping in. And I'm like, I just want to watch the Alien movies right now.
Yeah.
And just kind of like rewatch them. So I back-to-backed Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
And Alien is far superior than Aliens.
Because it's a horror movie. Aliens is like a almost perfect action movie. When you see it like, because dude, I don't give a fuck. That fight at the end between the Queen and Ripley in the loader suit is one of the most badass things in the world.
Have you watched it recently?
Yeah, like just a couple years ago. It was terrible. You gotta suspend disbelief. Dude, I don't give a fuck. When she walks out and she goes, she's in the suit, and she goes, get your hands off her, you bitch.
Yeah.
That scene fucking hits.
Okay, so when she walks up and she says that, so awesome. And you also have to forget the fact that the alien, the queen alien, just took an elevator. Absolutely ridiculous. I like laughed out loud. But she comes out in that mech suit and you're like, oh, this is sick. This is awesome. And then you proceed to watch her punch in the slowest, the slowest punches in the world. And you have just watched two movies. And if we ignore the first one, you have just watched a movie where you realize these aliens aren't some slow things. These are fast motherfuckers.
They fuck around, yeah.
And she is punching in the slowest manner in the world.
It's 80s practical movies. You got to do what you can. Makes it work. And I don't know. I'm excited. So you've only watched the first two so far?
Yeah, I've had really bad internet issues over the last week, so I couldn't cast to anything else to watch the other ones.
Three's wild because it was partially done by David Fincher.
Yep.
But then they got into this whole... It was a completely different movie that they, like, reshot on the fly.
Mm-hmm. From what I hear, four, you can tell.
A lot of people shit on Four. I think Four is really fucking good. Alien Resurrection.
Resurrection with Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder, Ron Perlman. It's a lot of fun, man. There's some cool shit in that one. And then that's when you jump into... I do not consider any of them. I hate the Alien versus Predator series.
They're terrible.
Absolute garbage. I will never watch any of them again.
Yeah. They're really bad. They were like one-time watch. Back when like everybody... And don't get me wrong, I love me a crossover, but man, that was 10 years too late. And I feel like if you got that movie 10 years earlier, it would have been better. But when you got that in what, 2006, it just wasn't good.
It was cheap. I think it was even earlier. I think it was like 2003.
Like, well, the second one, I think, was cheap. 2006. It was
fun. Like, dude, when she fights the queen alien with a fucking, like, spear made from an alien like, God damn it, I hate that movie.
Yeah.
And then the predator draws a symbol on her forehead with the alien acid. That movie fucking sucks.
Really so stupid. Bad. Really bad.
So bad.
I didn't mind Prometheus.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. I love Prometheus.
Yeah, I don't dislike it as much as a lot of people really dislike that movie. I don't even like dislike it. It's nah, there. I love it. It's good. I enjoyed it. I have not watched Covenant.
Covenant's pretty good too, man. A lot of people hate on it. I really want to see Romulus though, so I'm excited you're watching it too. Also,
I'm so hyped for Long Romulus. Legs
comes out streaming tomorrow when this episode drops.
Oh, which streaming. Movie?
Long Legs. Have you heard about that?
I saw it in theaters, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. We didn't get to go out, Mandy. Never felt like it, so we're going to watch it at home.
It's...
I'm excited. Don't tell me.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not even going to say what my thoughts on that movie were.
Okay, maybe we can talk about it after. Yeah, I would also be into talking about the Aliens movies.
I am very hyped for that. Maybe I don't...
Let's do Resurrection when you get there, because most people don't talk about Resurrection. They always want to talk about Alien and Aliens. Everything's been said about those movies. Who fucking cares?
Yeah. I wouldn't even mind talking about 3. I wouldn't mind talking about 4.
I also like 3, man. People shit on 3. 3 was like the first one I saw as a kid.
I wouldn't even mind doing an Alien-Aliens combo episode. Instead of splitting that up, unless, I don't know, that doesn't matter. That's other talk, other time. We're talking about Mighty Ducks, and at this point, we're at about an hour.
Yeah.
So, Kyle.
We need to rate this bitch.
We need to rate this bad boy.
Yeah, I got my rating system. I might be stealing yours, though.
I doubt it. You go first, because I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Okay. Sean, say you because this is how I picture you anyways, are a massive, gigantic, freakish mutant human who is massively huge beyond your size at age 13. Okay.
Wait, are we talking about Mighty Ducks still?
Yes.
Okay. I was.
You're
very
so tiny, massive but okay. that it gives you an unnatural advantage to hit a hockey puck super hard, super yeah. fast.
Okay.
Your coach comes out on the ice and he dumps out a bucket of 30 hockey pucks.
Sure.
How many of those hockey pucks are you flinging at that net out of 30? How many are hitting that, with 30 being the absolute best score you would give the Mighty Ducks?
Ooh. I would give this movie... Based on my enjoyment of the time, at the time of watching it, I so badly, just because I'm afforded the opportunity, I want to revert to be like a whole bowl of scalloped potatoes, you know, an old nerdy Thursday thing of 27 out of 30. I still think that's a little high. I'm going to give it 25. I'll give this movie a 25. 25 pucks are hitting that net. I'm going to be straight honest with you, dude. I couldn't stop smiling this yeah. entire movie. I had a permanent smile on my face through every scene that happened. You know what? When he's out there recruiting kids to join the team, it's not nearly as really creepy as they do in Little Giants.
There was one, though. I did laugh when, like, he just walks into a school up to the principal and says, "I need to talk to these kids." And then there's just the excuses, "I'm their hockey coach." Could never do that in a million years.
Not in today's day and age.
Not nope. today could an adult nope. man walk in with a list of children's names to a school and say, yep. "I'm their hockey coach. Please take me to these children."
I love that, like, she just rolls her eyes because they're all in detention for quacking at her. So funny. Also... So I love that it wasn't creepy in that sense, but I do love that one scene that did make me uncomfortable, where Charlie's mom peers out the window at Charlie getting out of this van with this old guy who's then tickling him on the ground. And she's standing in the window smiling. I'm like, that's really bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
where the yeah. other 5 out of the 30 points okay. are, was hiding my shame of that scene.
Gotcha.
But, this movie was great. The storylines, all fantastic. I loved all the characters. I loved Bombay's storyline, from to a kid to why he's a lawyer, how much of a dick, his redemption, Charlie's redemption at just being Spazway, whatever was his name, they called him. I love this movie. That hour and 40-ish minutes flew by. Kyle. Let's say this is how I picture you. You're like a giant mutant kid, completely unrelated to the last one.
Uh-huh.
Completely gigantic mutant kid. You can hit the puck really, really hard.
Giant mutant freak kid.
Yeah. You hit the puck really hard. You're breaking the glass on the side of vans. That for some reason that dude is the same guy that had a limo earlier, but now he traded in for a really bad van. Yeah. You broke those windows. You're just really strong and big. And the problem is that you can't play hockey because you're a football player. And there's a lot of colleges out there trying to give you a scholarship, but they will take it back if you play hockey. Kyle, 13 colleges have offered you scholarships on the condition that you never play hockey so you don't get hurt, because you're just a big, strong, mutant 13-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And not at all because you can't skate. Unrelated. How many college scholarship offers are you going to accept?
Out of 13, based on this movie, similar to you, Sean, had a smile on my face for a majority of the movie. The only thing, as my most often complaint, I do feel it was a bit long in the tooth, even for a kid's movie, and I feel you do kind of feel that, because it kind of hits the same story beats multiple times. There's a few times where, like, the kids don't have trust in Gordon because he does something bad. And then he just is like, I'm sorry, guys. I won't do that again. Let's be friends. And then he does something else. And they're like, man, this guy sucks. And he's like, I'm sorry, guys. Let's just be friends. But other than that, I think, you know, that's just maybe easier kids storytelling and trying to look at it through more of a realistic critique angle. I'm going to give it 11 out of 13. I did enjoy the absolute fuck out of this. This has been my favorite movie we watched so far for this month, easily, of this thing. And I didn't expect it to be. I kind of thought last week's might be. But Mighty Ducks is just so fucking good, man. Mm-hmm. I do think 2 is better. I am very curious.
Yeah, I'm very curious to revisit that. Much like you, there was a point during that... that time where the kids like walked off the team because they heard him saying something sarcastically to Coach Riley, who, by the way, I thought was like the perfect villain. There was a point where by the time that wrapped up, I was like, man, couldn't they have just shaved 10 minutes off this movie and omitted that completely? And like, I think they could have, but I do feel like it added value. It added value in a payoff, but the value was only present for like 2 minutes. Uh-huh. So I still think they could have shaved, I don't know, 15 minutes off of this.
Yeah.
And you could have still had that whole quacking at the principal thing and all of that still in there without this whole, yeah, you only heard 2 sentences I said. Haven't you heard a sarcasm?
Crazy. Yeah, because essentially there's like the 3 storylines going on here and it starts to get just a little bit bloated as we still have to give equal time to all of them. We have Gordon at the lawyer firm, Gordon falling in love with homeboy's mom, and Gordon coaching the Ducks.
Yeah.
And so we just, yeah, we could have cut out a little bit of this fat. But other than that, man, yeah. Fucking awesome kids movie. If I had kids, I'd be forcing them to watch this like Clockwork Orange style. I'd strap them to a chair and pin their eyes open and make them watch Mighty Ducks.
I'll be fascinated by the time we get through all of them to kind of look back and see how they all work going together. Because I feel like this was more of a Gordon movie. I feel like what I remember, the second movie is more of about them. I don't remember the third one. So it's almost like this is about him coming of his age. Second one's them coming of their age. And then I don't remember the third one at all.
I feel like
it'll be interesting to look back.
The second one still has a lot more on that. Like each kid has a unique thing. Let's build the team around that. Like it really showcases that aspect. Hype, man.
Okay. Hype. Before we wrap up.
Yeah.
We have been doing this all month. Kyle, what do you think the budget on this movie was?
Mighty Ducks, 1992 Disney movie with Emilio Estevez. Yes. I'm going to say $11 million.
Wow. If this is the Price is Right, you were fucked. It was $10 million.
It was $10 million? Damn it.
$10
million. Wow. I almost said 9, and I was like, no, 9's too low.
Can you take a stab? Do you want to take a stab at opening weekend US and Canada or gross worldwide?
Let me do gross worldwide.
Okay.
Okay, a budget of $10
million. Yes.
$1992. This is going to recoup $58
million? Wow. Also very close. $50,800,000.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I do know Emilio said that he was really shocked by how big of a hit this movie was, because he thought it was just going to be a dumb kid sports movie, and it blew the fuck up. Yeah.
Who would have thought that this just became so big? Were the Mighty Duck, were the Ducks a team?
I don't know.
When this movie came out?
No, Disney bought the team, though. They started the Mighty Ducks after this movie.
Okay.
That's why now Disney sold the team, so they're not actually known as the Mighty Ducks anymore. They're just the Anaheim Ducks again.
Yep.
They don't use the Mighty moniker because that was a Disney thing when they owned the team.
Interesting.
Yep.
That's crazy.
But they started the team in California. They wanted a California hockey team, so Disney started it. Called it the Mighty Ducks.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You gotta
love, you just gotta love like how much this really changed the world of hockey.
Yeah, man.
This one movie changed the world of hockey.
I think it got tons of kids into hockey. It did kind of blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, I feel like even though Happy Gilmore was PG-13, it definitely got me to think that golf could be cool.
Yeah. It definitely isn't.
<It's> still... I think it can be. I would argue.
Oh yeah, you play golf.
I do play a lot of golf. I would argue differently. But that's because you haven't felt it.
No, I still feel it in my hands from last time we played 5 years ago.
I was gonna say, did you come to the driving range thing that night?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That thing was awesome.
The amount of times that I smoked the concrete with the driving.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, my hands hurt so bad. And you're like, why aren't you using the glove that I let you borrow?
Yeah, I brought you a glove, man. I was real forward thinking, a real bro.
What an idiot.
What I remember is that obviously. I looked super badass because like one of the last hits, I hit the fucking sign at the end of the thing. And I was like, that's right, baby.
God right. Damn it. Fucking that was a lot of fun.
It was, dude, I love that place. That's what's like... At some point, I would like to try to get the charity stream together one more time because I love hanging out around with everybody outside of the charity stream, too. Like when we went to breakfast and...
Hell yeah.
It's just, it's a fucking good time, man.
It was an incredible time. Like that, honestly, I remember more about that night of golfing than I do about the charity stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a good time at that golfing thing, man.
Yep. But
other than
anyways,
that, yeah, let's shut the fuck up.
Are we staring down the barrel at some Homeward Bound?
I think so. I think so. I did have an Audible in mind.
Do you have an Audible that you want to watch more?
I thought so, but now I can't remember it, so it's really not
adding
credence to my argument. But I did remember having one like, oh, we could do it. Was in, I think we even mentioned it on the show.
Oh, man. So, okay, folks, next week, prepare for either Homeward Bound or some mystery show that I don't yet know about. It's going to be one of the two.
I'll pitch it to you and see what you think. If I remember the fucking movie.
Oh, man, you are the worst.
I know. I blame the chocolate milk.
Is it Old Yeller? Because it would have been funny if I said staring down the barrel.
It's not this movie, but just as like a savior, my brain was throwing everything at me. I did have three ninjas pop up in the old brain pan.
That popped up the other day on either Facebook or on something as some throwback. Yeah. And I thought to myself, how did neither one of us think of this movie?
We'll discuss further off air, but.
I mean, I'm down for, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, we're getting the fuck out of here. Bye, everybody. Go... puck yourself?
Oh!
Okay.
I just did it last week.
Did you? All right, Shawnee boy.
Maybe. I don't know. I should just do this every week, being like, nah, man, you totally went
No,
last
it's
week.
You, bro. No, it's you. All right, here's the easy one. Shawnee boy, would you rather get paid a lot of money and be like known as one of the best lawyers in your city, or coach a kid's Pee Wee Hockey League?
Swerve, he coached a hockey Pee Wee League while still getting paid.
Yeah, till he got fired.
Do I have that option? I'll take that option. No. Fuck. Oh no, I'm like the best lawyer.
100%. Come on,
it's Pee Wee, dude.
And the words of Michael Jordan, fuck them kids.